kidnap victim gets $20 million from California. Fair or foul? Wait till I explain the details if you haven't heard this one. In the meantime, it's all about immigration, immigration, immigration. A little bit of a break from the oil spiller. That's not far from our minds. Day 74. April 20th is when oil started flowing all over the Gulf of Mexico off of the deep water platform horizon, catching on fire, sinking, and then the disaster with that well that could not be capped and still hasn't been capped. In August, that second relief well would end all of the drama, you would hope, but it's still about capturing as much and siphoning as much oil off as possible. What has a hurricane done to put the brakes on that? A little bit. Could have been worse. That's the good news. But before we jump to all of it, and by the way, hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, that's the show that you are listening to right now, and it is all about the conversation, the water cooler buzz. We don't like to shut anyone out. You just have to have an opinion, whether it's left, right, gray, whatever, independent. It's all cool. It's not about the stripes or the labels. It's about the convo. 800-259-5791, and there's not enough of it in this country. 800-259-5791. That's why we love cracking open the mic here on America Tonight. So let's start with immigration. Since I started doing the show, that was one of the things that pushed me into doing a show like America Tonight and abandoning a lot of the sports things that I was doing, because I saw that there was nothing but, for the most part, a lot of conversation from the people that we elect to do more than have conversation. The people who are supposed to represent us that are part of that logjam in Washington, where it's all about the politics of it. What's the blowback? Will I get reelected? Oh, I owe this guy this, so I really can't attack whatever XYZ company or the situation because they helped me along the way get to where I am. In business, you understand that. The favors, the people who reach out, the people who bootstrap it, all of it. When it comes to politics, at some point, you got to man up or woman up and cut the crap and get something done. And I believe, as Americans, we've had enough of it. In the entire time that I've done America Tonight, this is the most politically active I've ever seen this country. Ever. It's like a sleeping giant awoke and realized, oh man, something's really changed. I can't just sit around and watch Jerry Springer or soap operas anymore, or Oprah, or whatever it is you're watching, or 10,000 ball games. Yeah, I can do a little bit of that, but I got to get involved somehow. We saw it with health care reform, and we hear it with the voices that are raised over a slew of other things. And that's one of the things that makes me very proud to be an American. One of the freedoms that I cherish is the fact that we have a voice, that you're not shut out. That there isn't a big X on your house because you spoke too much at the cantina and you disappeared. And that's why I always say at the top, you are invited to be a part of this. You don't have to lay in the weeds, no matter what your opinion is. You don't have to have the same opinion as me or all the people that call with really hard opinions, even if they're really, really right opinions or left opinions. It's not about that. It really isn't. It's about getting the conversation going in the right direction and letting it flow. So immigration hasn't been on the right path for a very long time. When I first got out of college, I went into television news and was anchoring and reporting. And this isn't about telling you about my resume, because who cares? Except for that, very early on, it was because of the places where I lived, like El Paso, Texas. I learned about the immigration and what was happening with people coming across the border because I covered those stories constantly. I rode with the Border Patrol. I saw the floaters. I saw the people that died, that drowned. And there we were, beating the cops to the scene, seeing another bloated, unidentified body in the Rio Grande. I saw people being taken advantage of. And nothing's really changed. It's only gotten worse. The Border Patrol, they don't have enough agents. They keep playing the cat and mouse game. Get the people, release them. Get the people, release them. That's what's happening. So because of Arizona, now the conversation has turned really nasty. Arizona is just getting pummeled. The governor's getting, not the governor, the governor's getting death threats. The mayor of Phoenix is saying how Phil Gordon, how ridiculous it is, and filed a lawsuit, and we can't stand this, and this is wrong, and all this other stuff. But it really just pulled back the lid on the Pandora's box that was slammed shut back in 06. Because there was conversation then, there was protests on really all sides of this issue. What has to happen here? You read headlines like this one from earlier in the day. 21 killed in Mexican gang battle near the border. And where did it happen? Near the Arizona-Mexico border. And that is prime for drug smuggling. Just proving the point of the governor, we need help. And we need help because of the drugs and because of the gangs and what's happening overriding our cities in Tucson and Phoenix and Scottsdale. Doesn't matter. All the places in between. It's rough. It's gotten really, really rough in Arizona. And that's not the only place where it's rough. So Senator Orrin Hatch, on the heels of what President Obama said about immigration, which we'll dive into in a second, his views on what needs to happen. Senator Orrin Hatch says, listen, we've been having this conversation for a long time. I'm sick of the politics of this whole thing. Take a listen.
Now they're talking about even distorting the law by using some of the laws that you use in case of humanitarian concerns and just sweepingly bringing a lot of people into the country, even though they have come here illegally. Now, you know, that kind of stuff really gets on my nerves.
Okay, so that gets on his nerves, talking about, all right, you were here illegally, but we got to do something about this. So we're going to turn a blind eye to things in the past, pay the fine, go along the path of amnesty, and we'll punch your ticket. And everybody else is going to also, as an American, have to carry some sort of a passport. Everybody's going to have an internal passport. It's almost like the fear of what you see in the futuristic sci-fi movies with the chipping and the cameras and what a lot of conspiracy entrepreneurs say. This isn't so far-fetched. This is what's going to happen if we're not careful in the direction we're going. And immigration and illegal immigration is the perfect thing to piggyback on and to scare people out of their minds as to what's happening in this country. So here's the thing. Should the border be secured first? Do you like the idea of amnesty? Is that the way to go with this immigration problem, the illegal immigration problem? 800-259-5791.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, Care. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
Another edition of We Can Count. You're going to love it. It includes a CEO of a firm that came up with spyware. Only problem is the guy had kind of a checkered past. What kind of checkered past? You'll just have to think about it, and I'll tell you coming up in another 25 minutes. But right now we're talking about immigration. It was the first big one, first formal speech anyway, on the issue of immigration, illegal immigration, that President Obama has given since he's been president, not when he's on the campaign trail. And this is on the heels of what happened in Arizona, the enactment of the tough anti-immigration law that kicks in another 3.5 weeks, almost 4 weeks really, actually. And the reaction across the country, the boycotts, the conversation, people who support it, people who hate it, people who are saying that the governor's racist, and everybody else who wanted it is ridiculous, and that shouldn't happen, and that's discriminatory. And then, of course, there's Felipe Calderon, the president of Mexico, who loves that his people come across the United States any way they can, because it feeds into the coffers of his country the most, more than anything. You have the richest man in the world in Mexico, but yet, what do you offer the people of Mexico? Oh, yes, go across the border. Take everything you can from America, but just make sure you send some of it back to us. And then I'm going to criticize what's happening in the country, especially in Arizona, and tell people to avoid Arizona from Mexico, because it is racist what they're doing, and it is very discriminatory. Give me a break. I'm sorry. I would flip Calderon the bird in a second. He's a silver spoon spoiled brat politician who is riddled with corrupt people in and around his office in a country where they do not care about the people. That's why they have such a problem with the haves and the have-nots. So we move from Calderon to the president, back to the president, and his decision to talk about illegal immigration. What he is saying at this point is, forget the conversations about the border and sealing the border and coming up with a way to make people accountable along the border with the fences and the border patrol and all that sort of stuff, because it's just not going to work. There's too much emphasis on enforcing laws against illegal immigrants and even eligible citizenship applicants are just, it's just languishing on the vine. And the president blamed immigration policy gridlock, the fact that we haven't had anything done, on political posturing and special interest wrangling. Yeah. Talk to the Democrats about that. Yes. Talk to the Democrats about their side of this thing. Because if it's too much of a hot button issue, they avoid it. They count the heads in the district and figure out which way does this thing go, which is better in my interests. So the president railed on the Republicans and didn't name anyone by name, but you can be sure one of them, besides Orrin Hatch, the senator from Utah, had to be one of the senators from Arizona and also in Texas, too. A couple of the senators in Texas, I'm sure, would be lumped into it for things that they've said in the past. If you look at Arizona Senator John Kyle, he says that his constituents have said over and over and over again that you have to secure the border first, that we have to secure the border. That's the job of the government, whether we end up passing comprehensive immigration reform or not. That's ancillary. Because as a government, we have to make sure our borders are secure. There's certainly something to that. The borders need to be secure from the purpose of knowing what's happening as far as even terrorists trying to get in. If you don't have secure borders, and you want to take it even a step further, think of the three hikers. Remember the three hikers that were in Iraq, and now they're in a prison in Iran? Because they said, oops, you know, we were hiking and it was a beautiful area and we just got discombobulated and went to another country. Oops, and that happened to be Iran. Well, they were way out in the middle of nowhere and they were caught. Somehow they figured out a way to snatch them up and say they were spies. So there are things that can be done along the border. And obviously the American people, whether they stamp themselves as a Democrat, a Republican, a conservative, a liberal, whatever term you want to use. I'm so sick of labels, but whatever. It's obvious when you have 8 in 10 people saying the federal government needs to do more to keep immigrants from illegally entering the U.S., that it's not just the staunch, nasty right-wing side of the aisle that is coming down on this. People are tired of it. And this is a typical thing, and hey, we're all human. Maybe you don't care about illegal immigration, and you think it's awful, and you think it's terrible what they're doing in Arizona, until you pay the price for it. Until your community has to pick up the tab. Until your school has problems because there are kids that are, parents came in illegally and the kids are dumped into the school, and then you have problems footing the bill in that district. And they have problems with the lunch system. And there's all kinds of things that people don't even know about that are hardly ever talked about. Or you have problems with gangs and drugs. And it's tied to people that have come in illegally. Then suddenly you care. That's just human nature. That's what happens. Oops, now we got a problem. I'm changing my attitude about what I was saying before. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Hey, kid. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm chugging along here. Hey, you know, if Calderon's telling them not to go to Arizona, then I guess Arizona got something done, right?
They did. They sealed the borders of Arizona anyway, right? Or they should.
Right. He's telling his people not to go to Arizona. That's what Arizona wanted, you know, keep the illegals out, you know, from coming. But, you know, Tate, it's interesting as you go back. You study what was done in the 80s when, you know, Reagan gave you, 3 million illegals here, amnesty at the time.
Right.
And, you know, but yet he didn't seal the border, you know, and that's the one thing I've been a little curious. You know, George Bush, you know, he had control of the Congress, I think, for 4 or 6 years of his presidency. And, and he had the opportunity to get something done. I mean, you know. We know the Democrats aren't going to do anything for it with it. I mean, look at the stinkapoo that it's making, all the protesting and everything's done. You know, it's a political hot potato, and, you know, the Democrats aren't going to go, like you just said, they're not going to go out of line and try to to get some kind of, if anything, they're just going to give them amnesty and make them happy so they'll eventually get more votes from them.
That's,
you know?
Right. That's right. They need the votes to keep the gig, to keep the job.
I think we're studying what happened in the 80s when they did the amnesty and trying to say, well, you know, everybody's saying, well, we've got to seal the border first, but it doesn't seem like anybody wants to do it. I mean, you know, yeah, he sent 1,200 National Guard troops down there to help. That's not enough, you know?
No.
And in any case, so it's, you know, until I can't see getting a hold of the problem until that's done.
I agree. I don't know how you can do it. Because you're still going to have people coming across.
You know, I'm sorry. In 2011, he might give the amnesty to the 10, 11, 12 million people there and, you know, and secure the minority vote again for his election or whatever. But, okay, so now everybody here is legal in the United States, but there's still more illegals coming across. And it's not just people coming across the border, Kate. You'd be amazed how many people coming into this country on a guest visa or a tourist visa, and they never leave. They just stay, you know? I mean, from other parts of the world, you know? It's not just Mexico. It's not just Central and South America.
Oh, no. It's from all over. And you're absolutely right on the visas. That's the problem. It's a terrible problem in New York because then they have no tabs on anybody. It expires. You're right, Don. And then we don't trace them. That one idiot that wanted to blow up a building in downtown Dallas, that was the case with him. He was on a student visa. And, of course, remember 9/11.
Yep. So, anyway, Kate, last thing, I'm going to do a little trip over to Denver this weekend. Catch, you know, the Rockies are kind of my National League team. I'm so into them. And this Uvaldo Jimenez kid's going to be pitching Saturday, so I'm excited about that. And he's,
cool.
He's 14-1 right now, and I'm thinking if he can get up to 16-17-1, 17-2 by the All-Star break in 3 weeks, you know, we might, you know, they're going to be talking 30 games, and nobody's won 30 games in baseball in, I think, almost 40 years.
Yeah, that'd be great.
70.
I love records.
Because the Rockies, you know, they typically played a lot better in the second half of the season than the first half, so he'll probably definitely have the run support. It's just a matter of if he can hold up. But yeah, it'll be exciting. Got fireworks going and see a couple old friends. I lived in Denver for 7 years, but haven't been back in about 8. So.
Oh, how fun. Have fun in Denver. I love Denver. I have some good friends that live there, and I've been there a handful of times. I think at one point I thought I was going to live in Denver. I like Larimer Square, and it's fun to catch a ball game there. The Rockies are fun to go see. Have fun, Don. Enjoy your fourth. On the flip side, oh, we have a lot to talk about. Odds and ends.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are too vast to secure. And John Kyle, one of the senators from Arizona, calls BS on that. It's typically down the same political lines when it comes to immigration, but this is the first time our president has actually tackled it in a formal speech since he took office. A little bit along the way, it was mentioned in a lot of the debates, and he was asked that when he was interviewed and on the campaign trail, but nothing official until now. And here we are, November, a big midterm election, not a presidential election, but you have all the House seats and some Senate seats and even some of the governors locally anyway or statewide. You've got some governorships, I'll call it, up for grabs. And boy, it's interesting to see which way the voters go across the entire country. And Obama's endorsed a proposal by Senator Chuck Schumer and Lindsey Graham. So you got a Democrat and a Republican on this one. We've talked about this before. It would require illegals to admit they broke the law. They have to pay the fine and back taxes. And then they'd have to perform community service to gain legal status. So what do you say, America? Thumbs up on this or thumbs down? 800-259-5790. One. It's interesting, though. Lindsey Graham does not want immigration to be something that they tackle this year. And really, no other Senate Republican has come forward with anything. Most of the Republicans believe it's got to be about border security first, because how do you tackle the one thing, but yet you have no idea? You have this porous border, and you have no idea how many are coming in each and every single day. And there's just not enough National Guard troops to go to the border. 1,200 isn't enough. Rick Perry needed 2,500 just in case something happened with Hurricane Alex in Texas. What does that tell you? And Texas has a big border, but Arizona, New Mexico, California, 1,200, if you were going to go all the way across, absolutely does not does not cut it. And we're always asking for more Border Patrol agents. So what is the deal with the Border Patrol agents? And how many waves of Border Patrol agents do we need? And the answer is so many. It's ridiculous. Because there aren't enough that are up and trained. There aren't enough people that they can get out there in the Border Patrol. And maybe it's because some of them see the way the Border Patrol agents are treated. It's ridiculous. Let's move to the phones and go to Michael in Texas. Hey, Michael, you have the floor.
Yes, how's it going?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
Well, I just, first time I ever called in on the radio, and you're talking about this immigration. I've been listening to it on the radio quite a bit, and the it has its good points and bad points, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Arizona is doing a good thing by taking this step into at least trying to be proactive about it, you know, because, you know, it's taking away jobs from legals, and it's costing all the people that pay the taxes. And I served in the military. I went over to Iraq, and I can understand why people would want to come over to our country. I mean, it is quite inviting, but it's just there's so much that needs to be done, and yet the budget's not there for it. And
That's excellent what you just said. There's so much that needs to be done, but there's not the budget there for it because we are killing ourselves with this $13 trillion deficit that we have, and there isn't enough to go around. There aren't enough Border Patrol agents. You're absolutely right. Good point.
Well, I think they could take away, unless you were had a citizenship, green card, or, you know, however it was, as long as you were legal here. I mean, I'm not always for the welfare system, but it has its good points there, too. But, I mean, if you didn't give that to everybody, I mean, if you were just an illegal over here, you shouldn't get benefits like that. You shouldn't get stuff, and that could go toward extra border patrols and extra jobs and stuff like that to bring up the budget.
Right. That's the problem. It's like the anchor babies. You have people that have children when they come into the United States, and some of the women have a lot of children, and they get X amount of dollars for those kids, and suddenly, unfortunately, I've seen this three times, you have, and it's not always the case, but you have them driving Lexuses. What's the problem there? There's a big problem.
It's more lucrative than for them not to work than it is
that's
for them to
right.
work and let the government take it.
That's right. And that's you could take that money and funnel it somewhere else toward this problem even. So I agree with you. I mean, everything that you said, I agree with. It's you can see the points to it.
Like the welfare has its points. I remember when I lost a job and I had to get on some unemployment and we got food stamps, and it really helped us out. But, I mean, my goal was to get back on a job as quick as possible and get off of that because I feel like I'm milking the system or you feel like you're getting something for nothing, and nothing is free in this world, and yet they're trying to make it all government power control run where they can stay and do what they tell you to do what they want. And
right. Right, you don't want it to go in that direction, and I agree with you. Smaller government is better, and the more that you have people on the dole, the more that you have people that are milking the system, like you say, you even felt guilty about that, which you shouldn't have. That's the reason it's there. That's the reason why you paid into unemployment. But in the back of your mind, you were anxious to get back to work because you didn't like the feeling. I totally get it and totally respect it. Hey, good caller. You got to find us again and call us, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. You have a great fourth. 800-259-5791. So what's the best solution to the problem? I mean, this is it. You've got to vote. What do you say? Do you go with this comprehensive approach and just forget the whole, it's too vast, let's just leave the whole, the sealing the borders alone and fences and what to do? Or do you go with Arizona and figure out a way to tackle with the states the illegal immigration problem and then look at the rest of it? In Arizona, I mean, they threw up the flag. They needed it because they were in dire straits with some of the things that were happening. Susie, also listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Susie.
Hi.
What do you think, Susie? What are throwing your two cents?
Well, I live in Texas as well, and, you know, in the beginning I thought, you know, that it, like, the same opinion you have, that it's not fair that all these illegals are coming in, and you were just speaking about anchor babies, and, you know, I was all for, like, kicking, you know, the people out, because, you know, they're using, like, the guy that just before you said, you know, good sources that people need. They use it temporarily, and then they, you know, let go of it and go back to what they're doing. But these people, they live off of welfare. My big problem is, why is it that the Hispanic people, they aren't causing trouble to us, but yet Obama and all them, they're letting in all these people that used to live in Pakistan and all them, like the New York bomber, you know?
Oh, Faisal Shahzad.
Yeah, and so, like, they're finding all these people now that have literally, like, moved here from Pakistan over, like, the last 5 years, and they're just sitting there waiting on the phone call to act, to do something. And they just let them people line up at the gates, and they just let them on in, you know, no problem. But yet the Hispanic people, they're not really causing any trouble to us, you know, like any threat. They're not setting off bombs and doing this and doing that, but yet they seem more, you know, more pressed to kick the Hispanics out, and they're not causing actual threat or harm to us.
Right, I understand what you're saying, Susie. But here's what you got to look at: it's kind of like apples and oranges, because if you talk about a people from Pakistan, which just happens to be, or Saudi Arabia, like what happened with student visas that expired, and then the 9/11 guys, and every single time, something comes up, whether it's the Christmas Day bomber, though he was on a plane coming in and wasn't caught going through Amsterdam, but how you're, it's frustrating because you say, well, how does that happen? What's happened there usually is a lot of times that's a visa. They're here on a visa, so it's different. They've come in on a visa, not always, but they've come in on a visa and it expired. And that's the problem. Nobody gets them. Nobody stops them. The system is broken. They have dummied up paperwork versus the people who are coming across the border from Mexico or Guatemala or wherever.
He was a citizen, though. He said they found out he was an actual citizen of the, you know, the
for
U.S.
a year. Yeah, for a year he was. He became a naturalized citizen. You're right. So he falls into that other category. But what happens is you can't say that none of the Hispanics are causing problems either.
Yeah,
because
I believe in what Arizona is doing. I'm
right.
Just saying, you know,
because of the drugs.
I wish they would be stricter, you know, really on both sides, you know, stuff like that.
So
yeah,
here's,
I agree.
So here's what you think in a nutshell, I believe. You need to have accountability for who's in the country. It's like if I say to you, Susie, wow, you just won our grand trip and you're going with me and some other people and we get to live in this country, we get to go live in Spain for a year or whatever. Well, we have to have correct paperwork or they're going to chuck us out.
Yeah.
And trust me, they look at it in Spain and France because they've had their own problems in France. They look at the paperwork, and if you're there on a visa, work visa, student visa, whatever, they will hunt you down.
Or if you even go into Mexico, if you don't have your papers in Mexico, they kick your butt right back out. So I'm just like, you know, if their country can't do those things for us, then why should we do that?
Absolutely. Amen. What a great way to end that. Susie, have a great 4th.
Thank you.
800-259-5791. If you want to share, feel free to do that. Boy, it is a complicated issue, isn't it? But it can't be ignored any longer. Something has to give somewhere. The timing is interesting, huh? We Can Count coming up around the bend.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are, too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats, aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. What's up, Texas? 70% of Texas school kids flunked the state's physical fitness test. You gotta be kidding. Some of the most incredible high school football players that I've ever seen in my life come from the state of Texas. They're in great shape. They must not have been talking about those kids, but apparently it's true. There's been a meltdown when it comes especially to the middle school kids. They're not passing the physical fitness test. 70% is a scary, scary number. Maybe that's because in a lot of schools, all of the programs were used to have not just recess, but you used to have many more things that you did as far as jumping jacks and physical fitness and gymnastics kind of things that you would do when you had gym periods been cut out. In fact, gym has been cut out in a lot of schools. So some of that I'm blaming on the system. Gym and art and all that kind of stuff. That was some of the first stuff to go in the more strapped districts, I think. How about Budget Air? $7.50 to fly standing up. $1.50 to use the bathroom. Can you imagine having to pay to use the bathroom? Oh, they just charge you. They're just going to nickel and dime us. I mean, it's going to be bare bones. Half of us will be sitting on crates with a little strap across our lap, and then you'll have to pay for an upgrade. Okay, this seat has cloth on it. Oh, here's a pillow. Here's a ratty pillow or an upgraded luxury pillow. Remember when Spirit Air wanted to charge? They had the brilliant idea. Let's charge for people to carry on their luggage and put it in the overhead bins. Whatever you can hold in your lap, that's all that you can take with you that we won't charge you for. So it's true, there's these new proposals, and one of them is a standing area with vertical seats. That's what they're going to have at the back of these 250 planes. So you can have a standing room only seat. And then they're going to charge people to use the bathroom if it's 1 hour flights, because they're trying to cut the time, they say, that, you know, encouraging them to use the bathrooms at the airport instead of on the plane. And by charging, they figure that would be the best way to do it. Also, they're looking at how they're doing the rows. 10 rows of seats and 15 rows of seats, and then the standing, they're going to have the 10 rows of what I mentioned, the standing areas. It's really crazy. It would be like if you were strapped to a backboard standing up. I just don't think I could fly that way. Would you want to fly that way? I mean, it's really cheap, and they're safety testing it, but I might be inclined to pay the extra money for the more comfortable seat. And then hurrying up and rushing and making sure you go to the bathroom. Here's the problem, too. If a lot of the other carriers started to do that, if American did it, if US Air did it, or any of the others, what happens when you're stuck on the tarmac? Because now there's this new tarmac rule, but it's still a couple hours deep into that. I think it's 3 hours. So if it'd be like everybody running to the bathroom all at one time, and you still would be caught in that in-between area. I think you should be able to just use the bathroom. Come on. I mean, already, that's ridiculous. Ridiculous, I tell you. Jay Leno goes back to the Tonight Show. Conan O'Brien is booted. So what's happened as far as the ratings are concerned? Leno's Tonight Show has the lowest rated quarter since Letterman went to CBS on that battle of the late night television shows. The Tonight Show averaged 4 million viewers, and most of them, it's like a 1.1 in adults 18 to 49. That's down 20%, and 31% in adults 18 to 49 from last year's second quarter, which was inflated by the ratings for Leno's sign-off and Conan O'Brien's debut. So the ratings that's a big tank, down 20%. And then 31%. Wow. Lowest second quarter, I'll say it again, for The Tonight Show in total viewers since 1993. Wonder if that'll change, or have people just gone away from the people that were big Leno fans, decided not to watch him anymore. They can't like that. They probably were thinking, if anything, he might get good ratings and they might fall off eventually. How about this with home sales? We keep hearing, oh, things are going to get better. Well, actually, now we're not hearing that. Actually, with Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chairman, and some others hinting at double-dip recession, that's a sure sign that there's more panic ahead. Just look at housing. That's a key, key industry. Contracts for pending sales of previously owned houses went down 30% in May, and that's far more than expected, because remember, you had the tax credit. First-time home buyers, and even you could qualify to get $6,500 back. So it's based on, they do an index, a pending home sales index, so you know where it's coming from. I'm not just pulling these numbers out of thin air. It's based on the contract signed, like I said, in May, fell to a record low 77.6 from 110.9 in April. Ooh, that's dismal. That is dismal. First-time home buyers, they might have wanted it, but they probably couldn't qualify for the loans. That's the other part of the problem. If you can't get the loan, how are you getting the house? You have to have the money for that. All right, and finally, here's our last one on We Can Count. You gotta love this story. The CEO of a company accused of making more than $100 million selling harmful scareware antivirus products. That's that thing. Remember we had the Norton guy on earlier in the week where you get tricked into thinking that you got to get it and it won't get off your computer. You click on the wrong thing. Well, this guy was already a fugitive from the U.S. So he was a guy who was a criminal counterfeiting guy. And they were able to pick him up, the Department of Justice, on Wednesday for allegedly operating a massive scareware distribution ring. Sam Jain, he was one of three guys charged in this. Ooh, he thought he was getting away with it, too. And it was his company sold counterfeit versions of Symantec antivirus products. You might have seen some stuff on it. Just don't click on anything. My advice, don't click on anything you don't know when you're on the Internet. Because it just messes up your computer. And who knows what they're downloading from your computer, by the way. All right, let's jump over to Tom, who's listening to us in Texas. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm excellent. How about you, brother?
I'm just hanging out here. You know you can run, but you cannot hide.
That's true.
You know, them computers, I don't even have a computer. I totally unplugged mine. You know, they have Carnivore. Whether you turn your computer on or not, they can get into it.
That's right. Viruses.
There ain't nothing sacred anymore, but, you know, everybody's going to hate me after I say this, but, you know, if you put 10,000 men on the border, what are they going to do?
Shoot and ask questions later. They're just build a wall of people, a human wall. Keep them out.
Yeah, but what are they going to do?
No, they can't do anything.
Well, that's right. They're going to take the illegals to the bus station and send them back and go back to the border and wait for them.
Right.
So let's just take this thing to the root. The only way you're going to stop them from coming across is to use force.
But here's the problem, Tom. You and I both know as soon as that leaves your lips, that's not happening. There's no way.
I realize that's not happening. That's why they're never going to secure the border, because to secure the border is going to require deadly force. But otherwise, you're just going to have people taking them to the bus, sending them back, and going back to the border and waiting on them and taking them to the bus and sending them back, and just what they're doing right now.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, here we are again. I'm telling you, the Union of Americas is coming. I won't see it, and you may not see it, but I'll guarantee if you got kids and grandkids, they'll see it.
Bye.